I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
She said, James, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's just charge this one. You stink. She said, I'm sorry, but you stink.
Guys and girls, we're back again, and I'm just going to go straight for it as per question of the week. And this one's actually a juicy one. Juicier than normal. I really like this question. The question was, what moment in your life made you realize, turns out rock bottom does have a basement?
Rock bottom's got a basement. Been there.
Oh, I'll let you tell us after.
I didn't even have anything specific. I've just felt that pain.
I'm sure. Felt that pain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
As I'm going along, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Si, well, your memory bank is different. So yeah, it's different. You've got stories.
Yeah. Carry on.
When I surprised him with lunch after he was hospitalized, he called me and said, "You're so unnecessary."
Oh my word!
You're so unnecessary. Wow.
That has meanings.
Yeah, layers.
Depending on you know, when people text you.
Mm.
And just depending on your mood, you're reading three different texts.
Yeah.
This that whole "you're so unnecessary" could be like, "Oh, you're so extra. Yeah, like, why are you making all this effort?" Yeah. Or literally, "You're useless." Yeah. Don't step in the hospital again.
Facts, bro. Facts. It depends on the mood.
Yeah, it depends on the mood. He was not in the mood.
Yeah, it depends if I've eaten that day.
Yeah.
Found my dad dead.
Oh,
my boyfriend at the time robbed my house during the funeral.
Ellis is laughing.
Ellis is going to hell, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, during the funeral.
During the funeral.
Mad.
I mean, if there's ever a time to know there's no one home.
Facts. You know where everyone's going to be. You literally know where everyone's
going to be. You know exactly where they are.
It's the perfect time for the perfect crime.
Yeah, it is.
I called her mum, begging her to help us get back together after she cheated on me.
Some people have no shame, bro.
Literally.
No dignity and no shame.
No backbone.
No self-efficacy.
Facts.
Yeah. Just,
facts.
Yeah.
I haven't used that word in ages.
I know.
You were gassed. You looked at me for like, where's that confirmation? Man says self-efficacy and looked at me like, yeah. Man knows them words still. I use that word since probably first year of uni or something.
First year of uni, bro. They used to say self-efficacy all the time. Has self-confidence.
That's jokes.
Yeah, bro, that's shameful.
Yeah,
that begged shameful. Her mum. What's she gonna do?
A lie. She just probably, please help.
Man's clutching at straws. Talk to her. She's not thinking straight.
That's long, man. Had sex with an ex and somehow ended up sleeping on the porch swing.
Again.
Facts.
Dignity.
Facts, bro.
Why are you there?
I mean, she knows why she went back.
No. I mean, yeah. I know why she went back, but why are you still there to the point where you're saying sleep outside?
She just wants
go f-ing home.
Yeah, she wanted to be as close as possible.
She's the joke, bro, is what she is.
I knew my favorite porn videos word for word.
The dialogue.
Word for word.
Wow.
The dialogue is crazy.
The dialogue, bro.
The echoes and the sounds,
that's
everything.
Nuts. That's scary.
The little role play they do beforehand.
Yeah.
Scary.
I remember when I was like 14, 15.
Yeah.
I had a go to vid.
I think I did as well. But yeah, continue.
I remember as one. All I remember about it was some redhead getting back in someone's garden. And the concept of, I hadn't felt pum yet.
Yeah.
So the concept of pum outside was mad.
Yeah, outside.
In the broad daylight. She a freak.
Yeah.
She doesn't care who's watching.
Yeah,
that's it. I must have watched that 300 times. It's nuts to me.
Outside. That's hilarious. Yeah. Okay. When I started selling feet pics to people in person. Wow.
What?
When I started selling feet pics to people in person.
Just hustling.
Yeah. You want this? Do you want
that? Yeah, I got this.
I got this foot thing, three for five.
I got seven of these.
Yeah. P. Mad. The girl of my dreams left me. I later found out she was telling everyone I was her gay bestie. Tough.
That Sorry about tough. That. That's yeah.
That's
actually I'm actually deep in it. That's a new level of pain. That actually is like hell's got a basement kind of situation.
That's rock bottom.
Yeah.
The girl
She never said it was my man.
Dreams left me.
The girl of my dreams left me and she didn't claim me one time. Once
I was her gay bestie.
And she's only telling that to the man that she wants.
Facts. She's only telling it to the quote unquote competition. Wow. A man poured Stella on my socks.
Oh, okay. Go on.
A man poured Stella on my socks so I would take them off so we could see my toes.
Oh wow, that's not the route I thought this was going.
What route do you think?
I just thought bar fight and he's antagonizing.
Okay.
I didn't know this was that chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Man just wanted to see the feet, so he just poured beer on her socks and said, take them off. Stella Artois.
All over the socks.
Said, take them off.
Take them off, B.
They're soaked.
Yeah. The man licked his lip. They're soaked.
They're drenched.
They're drenched. Take them off, dry them out.
You know, dry them off.
Well, dry them. Yeah. You wiggle your toes and dry them off.
Have you ever seen, you ever seen that? I feel like I've talked about it before. Have you ever seen that TikTok? This is like top five funniest things I've ever seen. Where the bread.
Is that the title of the video? Or is this your?
This is my opinion.
Yeah, okay. I needed a clarification.
This is my opinion.
Okay, say less.
There's one TikTok where there's a people at they're at like a pool or something.
Yeah.
And it's the POV of the guy here. I'm pretty sure he's asking if he could like give a girl like a foot rub or whatever.
Yeah, because you're not
naked. Can you give me a foot massage?
Get the out of here. I'm not giving you a foot massage.
Why?
I'm not giving you a foot massage either.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, can I give you a foot? Do you want a foot rub? And she's like, no.
So wait, he's got the camera in
his
face?
He's facing out like it's a POV from him.
Oh, okay, okay.
And you can see the foot here or whatever. Yes, and he's let me give you a foot rub. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no. Mm-hmm. And then you can hear in the back, is like, oh, I don't want a foot rub either.
Yeah.
And it pans. And it's just like this skinny Asian dude, like,
waiting, twinkle.
Waiting, just, I don't want a foot rub either. It's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
Say less. All right, what moment in your life made you realize, turns out rock bottom does have a basement? When I paid for a 50p energy drink with 2p coins. Wow. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a 50p energy drink is not an energy drink.
Who has 25 2p coins?
Facts.
I also don't remember the last time I even saw a 2p coin.
Facts, bro. Jokes.
Yeah.
Changing his name on my phone to Mum so my friends wouldn't know we still talk. That's low.
That is low. And like, again, like, how can you acknowledge that this dude is such trash that my friends can't even find out about this?
That's how you know. You just know you're doing something wrong.
You're doing everything wrong.
You're hiding it from your brethren. That's low.
But there's stuff I'm hiding from you.
Yeah.
That is like basement level. Yeah. Like, yeah. I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. Yeah. And I'm in a situation that I can't get out of and I need help.
But you don't know who to talk to.
You can't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Because if I can't talk to you, I'm fucked. Yeah. If you ever found out something that I didn't tell you or couldn't tell you, just know I'm fucked.
Damn.
Look after me.
Yeah.
Because just know, but like, as betrayed as you felt, I felt worse.
Well, yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Wow.
Say less. All right. When I had to use the coupons and food stamps at the same time.
Oh, dear.
That's mad. I remember. Yeah. Do you remember the McDonald's coupons you used to get, like £1.99 ones?
Oh, yeah.
I used to rinse them as well. I used to rinse them in secondary school.
Yeah, that you could get like a, if you were lucky, you could get like a Big Mac by
Big
itself.
Big Mac meal. Yeah, yeah.
Was it a meal?
Get a Big Mac meal for £1.99, bro.
Oh, yeah, for £1.99. It was.
Yeah, Big Mac meal for £1.99.
That's crazy stuff.
Like, yeah, facts.
That's like £7 now.
Yeah, it's bonkers, bro. When I caught a flat tire and then locked my keys in the car, getting out to look in.
I thought I locked myself out of my car the other day, and the fear I felt was scary, because like my car's got, maybe your car has it as well. Like, does your car open if you're just in the area?
No.
So if you're close, if I'm close to my car, if the key is close enough to the car, I don't have to unlock the car. I can just open it.
I've never tried, so I don't know.
It's weird. It only works for the door you're closest to as well. It's bare accurate.
Oh.
So if I'm got the key in my hand and I'm on the passenger side, it will open that. Oh. I can open that door.
Sick. Okay.
But if I'm on the passenger side and the key is here and someone tries to open the driver's side, it won't open.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting. But anyway, I had my keys in my bag.
Yeah.
I opened the boot.
Yeah.
Dashed my bag in the boot. Closed the boot. I haven't unlocked the car.
Yeah.
Closed the boot.
Yeah.
Then went to walk to the driver's.
Yeah.
It was locked.
Yeah.
I screamed, bro. When I said I was nowhere near home.
Yeah.
I was in London.
Oh.
This was on Monday before I got here.
Oh. Mad.
Bro.
Mad.
I literally in public was like, no. In fact, I was yanking a thing, knowing exactly where my keys are.
Oh.
I was like, nah, this can't happen, bro. Yeah. Luckily, the boot opened again.
Oh, gang.
Oh my God. I literally grabbed like-
Everything.
I grabbed my bag and I leant onto the thing. I was just like, wow. This could have been ugly.
Yeah.
This could have been ugly.
Yeah. My one is, I think I'm calm. If I ever get myself in that situation, I can unlock my car with my phone. With the app.
Yeah, I can't. I need to take my car to the flipping dealership.
Okay.
And they have to do some passcode thing to allow it to be unlockable. I appreciate the extra security, but who can be bothered?
Yeah.
I'm not taking my car to a fucking dealership to sign an app.
Yeah.
So my app's just been pending.
Oh, say less.
But I've been wanting to do that ever since that time I dropped my keys in the cinema.
I know.
I had to get my hands and knees to find it.
You did.
I was ready to.
You were ready to charge the whole thing.
You need friends like him, bro. He was not letting me. I was so embarrassed. I was ready to leave my key there.
He was ready to leave. And this car was probably like maybe 2 months old.
Yeah, it was brand new. Yeah.
You were ready to charge the whole thing just because he didn't want to get his hands and knees to look for it.
We a movie premiere.
Yeah, we were in the back. And I think it was Black Panther.
Black Panther, yeah. And not only was it hands and knees, I had to duck my hand under the thing.
Yeah.
My ass was 7 foot in the air.
Yeah, he was livid.
And the cinema was packed.
It was.
I was ready to charge the whole thing. I'm just not going to have my car anymore.
I was like, that's impossible, James.
You did say that's impossible.
It's impossible.
And I was like, there's no way. What's impossible is me getting my hands and knees in front of all these people.
That's exactly what you did.
That's exactly what I did.
All right, back to me. I've got a few more. You're going to hate this one. All right, okay. Anyway, accidentally flung my period blood.
Nope.
On my aunt's wall.
No.
Just having shits the first night. Moving on.
That is moving on.
Yeah. My parents invited one of my one night stands on a family holiday.
Okay, no. No. Uninvite him.
How are my parents even witnessing this person? You're a one night stand.
Facts. She was definitely like Indian or African descent.
Why?
Because there's a strange person, the opposite sex in this house. It's your fiance and you forgot to say something.
Okay.
That's why they have the confidence to invite man on holiday.
Yeah.
Because it's like, otherwise you don't live here anymore.
Yeah.
Because this is your man.
Yeah, facts.
And I'm surprised you kept him a secret, but like, this is your man.
And we're going away.
And we'll go away together so I can get to know him properly.
Madness.
Otherwise there's no reason for him to be here and there's clearly no reason for you to be here.
Facts, madness. It can never happen. When my girl got pregnant by the guy I sat opposite work from. Tough. I don't even know how you figure that out, but tough. How do you figure that out? Wow.
Literally.
How do you figure that out?
Wow, okay.
I was sobbing in the shower for the third time over a man with no job who lived in a different state.
Grow up.
Literally,
grow
bro.
Up.
Literally.
Grow
the
up.
Third time.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, bro.
Come
I can be a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
If I make you cry three times, it's your fault.
That is your fault. Like, why are you coming back to me?
Bro, fool me once.
I'm clearly bored. I'm just having fun with my life. I've got no purpose and no
prospects.
I've got
no prospects, bro.
And I'm just puppeteering where you keep coming back.
You keep coming back and at this point, it's
boring.
It's boring. I need new meat. I need new blood. You're literally bottom barrel and you're wasting.
Yeah, and you're moving like a yo-yo, G.
I lie.
Bare boomerang it.
I lie.
Just fuck off and cry.
Stop it, man. Stop it. Where's your backbone?
Stand up.
Arise.
Oh, why are you always crying in the shower, bro? Cry somewhere else. What do you mean three times?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
We were so broke, we had to pick up cigarette bumpers. We found a bucket that was always in front of an old person's home. We kept taking them so often, they moved the bucket behind the gates, but that didn't stop us. Oh, they put up a sign saying no trespassing because of cigarette butts, you know.
They were just taking cigarette butts and smoking the tiny little bit the bumpers, at the end.
Yeah.
From an old folks' home.
Yeah.
There's just been a 90-year-old's lips are wrapped around that and you're winning.
Yeah, they were willing to do it all, bro. That's rock bottom, my G.
That doesn't make sense, Fuhad.
I'm just reading what
take up a different hobby.
I'm reading what the public are saying. fell down the steps, and at the bottom of the steps was my ex and his new girlfriend. They just walked right past me.
Oh, brother, I'm not heartless enough to walk past my ex as she just fell down the stairs, and I'm with my new baddie.
I would find a way to shank both of their Achilles tendons.
If you're the ex, yeah,
I'm shanking both of their tendons.
Yeah, bruv. We're all on the floor.
Yeah, we're all on the floor.
And only one of us is getting up.
Facts.
Only one of us is standing up from this. Can you imagine?
I couldn't. I'd be so angry, James.
I'll tackle someone.
Yeah. Because you can't, there's nothing you can do. Like, she will always have that one up.
Yeah, because
she's literally seen you at your lowest point.
Lowest. Wow.
She stepped over you
metaphorically and physically.
And upgraded
And skipped off of... Oh,
skipped off with a man.
Skipped off with a fucking man.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, I'm tackling someone.
Yeah. Tendon's gone. Tendon's gone, my
brutal.
G. Last but not least, pretended to fall asleep at his house because I couldn't afford the Uber home.
I remember, I think... Okay, cool. So my two ones in regards to that.
What, to this specific one or rock bottom in general?
To that specific one, yeah. And this is also probably two of my other rock bottoms, is rock bottom number one was obviously when I stole that fiver from that girl.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't afford the cab home.
Yeah.
That was kind of rock bottom, but also like, I don't care. Just get me home.
Yeah, I know you didn't care. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, it wasn't even rock bottom in the terms of like, because I would, any other day I would have walked.
Yeah.
But I was in Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah.
And I'd slept in at a house.
Yeah.
And now I'd have slept in.
Yeah.
So it was context, like midday.
Matters. Yeah, context matters.
Middle of the fucking campus.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not dealing with that.
You can't shame me.
That's not even, it's not even rock bottom. It's just like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. I'd rather steal. Which I did.
The actual rock bottom was... The actual rock bottom was like, what am I doing? Okay. Was one, I did a one night stand thing with a girl who was not attractive.
Okay. I must know this story, but I'm trying to think who.
One, she was not attractive.
Okay.
Two, it was in the middle of the winter and she was wearing a short skirt on the night out.
Okay.
So when I was clapping cheeks, the ass cheeks and the back of the leg were freezing. And it was the worst thing. It was like banging a bowl of overnight oats. It was just cold and horrible.
Oh, wow.
So not only was she objectively unattractive.
I'm trying to deep
in this. This is essentially cold pum, as far as my tool can tell, which is impossible. So it just didn't know how to act.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't have any lamps or anything. It was pitch black. You couldn't see your hand here.
Nah.
So the only impetus I've got is noises.
No.
Noises and cold cheeks.
No, you could have been clapping anyone.
You could have been clapping silicone.
Yeah.
Bro,
it
was awful. And I remember being in it thinking, this is the worst I've had. I was in it thinking, this is the worst I've had, bro.
Was she deaf? Was the mum deaf?
No, the mum wasn't deaf. No. That poem was sublime. That one was sublime, but the whole scenario was rock bottom. Wow, yeah.
That's just so black.
Wow, okay. Yeah, nah, that's a different one.
That's another story.
This one was just rock bottom.
Yeah.
And in the morning, I woke up hungover.
Yeah.
I had no money in my account and no way of getting home. Mm. I bailed Tobes.
I bailed him
when she went for a piss.
Yeah.
Bailed him and said, fam, I need you to send me money.
Yeah, don't ask me questions.
Fam, don't ask me questions, please. Yeah. I need you to send me money now. And this is why he was the only one I could trust to call. Because you would have asked me questions, he would have asked me questions, Jay would have asked me. None of you man could be trusted with that level of confidence in that urgency.
Yeah,
Tobes is the only one I could trust to stay cool-headed and send me the money I needed.
Cool-headed is the word. Cool-headed is the word. Yeah,
Toby
yeah.
was the one who was cool-headed and I knew he always, his pockets were always lined up.
Yeah. He always has paper on him.
He always has money on his so I said, fam, please. Send it to me now and I'll give it back when I can. I've got nothing. I've got nothing, bro. He just said, no sweat.
He said,
no sweat, G. Just giggled in that Toby little giggle and said, I got you. Send it in minutes. I bailed a taxi immediately, bro. Yeah. Got home and threw up.
Oh, swear.
Got home and threw up. I was like, oh, what is life?
Yeah.
I then remembered I had a PT client. This is Saturday morning now.
Oh, wow.
I've got a PT client in 5 minutes.
Oh, God, no.
I was like, rah, 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 rah. Quickly got changed and showered.
Yeah.
Went to dive in the car. I drove my car the night before.
So it was off ends?
Car was off ends.
No.
I had to run to work. Because I couldn't call Toby again. I had to run.
And then he drawled.
Run, bro. I had to run, bro.
That's so funny.
In winter.
No.
I had to run in shorts and a t-shirt. And I was delirious because I was hung over, bro. I ran all the way there. As soon as I got in there like 20 minutes late. My client was like, where have you been, bro? I was panicking. I said, I'm sorry. Oh. Let's get to it. Let's warm up. Family warmed up for like 5 minutes. He said, James, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's just charge this one. You stink. She said, I'm sorry, but you stink. Let's just do this next week.
No.
Fam? I said, rah. I said, I'm so sorry.
That is rock bottom, fam.
She said, it's fine. I went into the PT office and sat on the chair and it was a spinny chair. Yeah. I span and I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing, bro? I don't have enough money to support myself. I'm running to work like a madman. And my clients are saying, I'm not doing this with you.
Because you smell.
You stink of alcohol, bro.
And then I ran. I don't think you understand the visual.
Yeah, I ran.
In my head.
I ran the whole way. Only for her to pie me. All for a sloppy, wetty nut.
It's not worth it.
An ice cold nut, this was for. I'm risking my career for an ice cold 3 out of 10 nut, bro.
Oh,
in the pitch black.
Yeah, see, that is.
And now I owe Toby money.
Yeah.
Now I'm worse off than when I started.
Yeah, you're down. Yeah.
I owe Toby money and I owe this client an extra session.
Oh,
what am I doing with myself?
That's a terrible day.
Wow, bro.
That's hilarious.
It was one of the worst days of my life.
That's terrible.
And I had to walk home.
Of course.
And then how did I get my car? How was I getting my car, bro? I had to ask my brother to drop me, bro.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
On his timetable.
Yeah, facts.
Not when I needed it.
Yeah, on his timetable,
bro.
Facts.
It was the worst, bro.
That is funny. Thank you for that. I needed that. Jesus Christ.
You're fucking welcome, innit? It was the worst thing. Anyway, guys, welcome. Welcome to episode 301. You might be thinking, I wish I saw episode 300. I wish I got to see episode 300. Well, you can. It's not too late. All you need to do is head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. And from there, you need to donate, contribute, pay a very humble £3 a month.
10p a day.
Just quickly run the P to S&G and indoctrinate yourself into the cult babies. Be one of our babies.
That's all we ask.
Be one of our little cute little paying little babies.
I lie. And you will reap the rewards.
And daddy's going to look after you.
We're going to look after you.
Your daddy's going to look after you. And
It's cheap as chips.
It is cheap as chips.
Cheaper than chips.
Facts.
So head on over there now, guys. And while you're there, you can enjoy 3.5 years worth of content.
Mm-hmm.
Unedited, unscripted, no ads, nothing.
Raw.
Come up, raw dog over mm-hmm. there. And while you're at it, you can also join our sensational Discord channel where all the other cult babies congregate and chat about what's going on this week.
Facts.
Weekly catch-ups, daily catch-ups, facts. Chirps in, lips in, grips in. Funny, funny.
Yeah, man.
All the above. If you are watching us on YouTube,
make sure, please.
Make sure, please. As of now, that's by the time this drops, 15. We should, yeah, we're on, as of recording right now, we're at 898. Hopefully by the time this drops, we should be on the 900 club. And then it's the final sprint, bro.
It is the final hurdle.
Guys, we've been talking about it for a few months now. Yeah, we're coming up to the final sprint.
That 1M.
The last 100 meters, bro, is literally, where it counts.
The last lap, man. We need that gold plaque.
Get us there.
Yeah, we need that gold plaque, bees. Come on.
Come on, guys, come on. Please subscribe to the channel and help your boys hit 1 million subs.
Facts. That's all we ask.
That's like literally James all said, we ask.
And once we hit 1 million, we won't talk about it again.
Fam, I've said it. We're not going to speak about it one
we
more
won't
time.
Talk about it again.
That's we've landed.
We Facts.
We've landed. Right, guys. And before we continue, we have a special announcement to make today. Special announcement. Your boys are getting into the reaction game content.
Wow.
Or the reaction content game, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it, it's funny.
It's funny. So, you know, your guys specialize at this. Facts. You know, Shizuke specializes in the reactions.
Facts.
And for some reason, we've never made a reaction channel before. We've stayed in our wheelhouse because we're new here. We're nervous. We don't know how these man, these big man in the game always have reaction channels.
Yeah, but just they're navigating different,
And everyone's like, you should do that too.
Yeah.
And it's something, we're a bit nervous, we're a bit shaky, but you know what? We did it.
We did.
We did it, so please head on over to Shits and Gigs reactions channel right now.
Reserve.
There should be whatever
their
you need.
Popping up,
bio, all this. Head on over to our reaction channel, guys.
Yeah.
Head on over to the reaction channel and enjoy our first episode over there.
Facts. Subscribe to that as well.
Oh, God, subscribe to that.
Subscribe to that as
so
well.
So while you're helping with this one.
Let's start on that one. Yeah, let's get the, I want to see the numbers rise. I want to see that live count literally do
Yeah, let's actually, for fun, let's just see if we can just break records.
Yeah. This is on
you. Oh, do you know what we say? Guys.
Yeah.
Let's do something crazy and hit like 100K subs in a day or something.
Let's do something actually bonkers like that.
Yeah, just do us a favor. You, man, just do us a favor.
Yeah, facts. We don't ask for much.
Yeah.
We just ask you to show up.
Yeah.
You don't ask you for much.
If you like reaction channels or not, I don't care. Do us a favor and just subscribe to that one because it would be so sick if next week when we come on here again, we were like, oh,
you get to see our reactions about that reaction.
Yeah.
You know, there you go.
Let's try and get a crazy number of subs in like the first week.
Yeah.
Please, oh, guys, that'd be so fucking sick.
100K would be crazy.
Okay, that's a bit too much. I said it first and then I hope you'd ignore it, but you've reiterated it. Now I'm nervous. But if we did, you man, that would be unbelievable.
That would be unbelievable.
I'm going to say 10K.
10, I knew you were going to say 10.
I'm going to say 10K.
Conservative 10. I'm bougie because I know you man are going to listen to us and help us get this subscription. I'm going to go for a young 25.
25K?
25K.
In the first week. We'd be bad bitches if we could do that.
Yeah, we could.
If we can get the reaction channels to 25K in the first week, we'll be bad bitches, bro.
Yeah, help us.
So please do that, guys.
Yeah.
Head on over to the new channel and subscribe to that.
Subscribe.
I'm actually very excited now.
Yeah, same, very excited, bro. We won't know until we know.
Oh, no! It's
live reactions. Literal live
reactions.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely head over there, guys.
Head on over to the reaction channel, guys. Enjoy. That one was fun. It's a new style of content. It's a different set.
Completely different set,
And yeah, man, we're going to be banging them out every Wednesday.
We are.
Those episodes are going to be dropping every Wednesday. So now you've got the juicy Monday episodes and head on over to the reaction channel every Wednesday, guys. Right. It's time.
It's been a long time coming.
guys. Rem is back in the building after his slight hiatus. Mm-hmm. And we are here for top five.
Yazurski, everyone grab your boards, grab your pens, and let's do it. I know you guys have missed it, so yeah, man, let's go.
it's been a minute.
Guys, everyone got their boards, everyone got their pens. Top five this week is top five fastest land animals.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I didn't know you were gonna say that.
Top five fastest land animals. And as per, guys, at home, write in the comments what you think. And when you're locked in, let me know.
Can I? Oh, I'm prepared for the answer to be no.
I'm listening.
I'm happy to screen record just for physical evidence. I can't remember the name of the animal that I'm trying to think of. If I screen record me Googling just the name of that thing and not doing anything to do with fast or anything like that, just so I get the name of the thing, is that allowed or no?
But if you forgot the name, what are you going to type in?
I know how to get it. I can't say that because I don't want to give it away what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But I will show you the screen recording afterwards.
You can show me now. I'm an adjudicator.
You're an adjudicator?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Smells fishy.
He's the adjudicator. He's the judge. It might not even be in the top five. I was going to just Google this because I know it's the main... that one there. It's the main one.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I know what you're trying to tell me, but I don't know what... Okay, yeah.
If it doesn't, it will come up in the first like five options from
less.
That. That.
Okay, say less.
That's cool?
Yeah.
That was fair, right?
That was fair, that was fair.
All right, cool. I've done random ones. Right, okay.
Locks?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I feel like this is gonna be a trick question, you know?
Why? Mm.
I feel like, so basically for context, mine are all completely different animals.
Okay.
And I feel like it's just gonna be like different species within the same animal group.
I hope not. That would be really disappointing.
We've been disappointed many a time.
Oh, of course. This is Philo's game.
What the fuck ever? Ellis, give me your five, please.
Cool. So I've gone for cheetah, elephant. You might not think it, but they're fucking fast.
Fair.
When was you last chased by an elephant, bro?
Oh, last week. gazelle.
That's a shout.
Horse and a bear. I hope you don't have to do like specific types.
Nah.
Yeah,
nah,
cool. Nah. I was going to say.
He's not asking for breeds, bro.
Yeah, or that's else
I'm jumping over the cameras, bro. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Rem?
Cheetah. I've gone for dog. Whippet specifically. Giraffe. Rhino. And horse.
Jimmy?
Okay. I did cheetah. Greyhound, gazelle.
Oh, gazelle's a shout. Mm.
Gazelle's the one I had to Google, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What was in your mind? Well, what was your thought process to not being able to get to gazelle?
I just couldn't remember the name. I just knew what it looked like. I just couldn't remember the name.
What did you have to search?
Yeah, how did you?
I typed in, what do lions hunt?
I thought you were gonna say
lion
something
food.
Like that.
That's literally what I typed in.
It literally is what you typed. You got two more.
Cheetah, greyhound, gazelle, horse, and polar bear, I put.
Oh, I'm taking an L on gazelle. That's them motherfuckers.
It's gotta be there. It's gotta be there.
It has to be.
Mm. Right.
Actually, here, kangaroos are pretty fast, actually.
Oh, God.
Ellis, you've gone cheetah, elephant, gazelle, horse, bear. Rem, you've gone cheetah, dog, giraffe, rhino, horse. Jimmy, you've gone cheetah, greyhound, gazelle, horse, polar bear. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Number 10, ranging from 50 miles to 80 miles an hour.
To 80?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, kilometers, not miles.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God.
That's impossible. No way.
Kilometers an hour is a hare.
Oh, damn. Good shout.
Yeah. Number 9, same range, 50 to 80. Gazelle.
Shit. Shit.
Ooh.
Number 8, a black buck, also known as an Indian antelope.
Oh, see, now that's family.
So I'm telling you, bro. Bear of them are going to be, I think it's going to be cats and deer.
Yeah, I think so.
Cats and fucking deer is going to be all five.
Mm.
Number 7, the cougar.
Oh, yeah, cats. Yeah, there we go.
Number 6, a lion.
Oh, cats.
Number 5, top speed of 80.5 kilometers an hour, a blue wildebeest.
Oh, wow, okay.
What the hell is that?
Wildebeest.
Wow. Wildebeest.
Just wildebeest, bro.
You know what a wildebeest is? Lions hunt that too.
Lions hunt that too.
Do you remember the Lion King?
Yeah.
Do you remember the stampede that like killed Mufasa?
Oh, yeah.
You would know it'd be wildebeest.
I probably have to relate to Lion King for me to get it. Fuck's sake.
Number 4, top speed of 88 kilometers an hour, a springbok.
Is that a type of deer?
It just springboks and national. Oh, they're like, yeah, they're smaller gazelles apparently.
Here we go.
They're smaller gazelles apparently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number three, top speed of 88.5 is a pronghorn.
Is that a type of fucking gazelle as well?
If it's a cat or a gazelle, I'm walking up.
It's a type of antelope.
Yeah, bro, it's the same antelope. Shit.
Same shit.
Deer and cats, bro.
Number two, top speed of 96.6 kilometers an hour, an ostrich.
Ostriches are fast.
Yes.
Ostriches are fast. And then we've got a cheetah at one, so no one got any in the top 10.
No one got anything but cheetah.
And number one, top speed of 120.7, cheetah.
We all got one.
So we all got one. The next closest was me and Ellis with gazelle.
Yeah.
So we did a tie break.
So you're on a tie break.
Yeah.
Is there any more after 10 or is it just top 10 you got?
I can go on to 11 is a wild dog and only Rem said dog.
I said greyhound, if it counts.
Yeah, you did say greyhound, but it's not.
A wild dog doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. Number 12, which one of you said not in here, kangaroo.
Damn.
Who said that? Someone, you said kangaroo in it.
Yeah.
Number 13 is a horse and you both said horse.
Fuck, okay.
Wow. Jesus.
This is intense.
And number 14, which only one of you said. Only one of you said number 14.
God.
I didn't even deep this.
It was Ellis, wasn't it?
I don't know, was it?
Shut up, it
Please
was. Go
say
on.
It was Ellis.
You said elephant.
Yeah.
You said greyhound.
Yeah.
It's greyhound.
It's gotta be greyhound. It's greyhound, isn't Whippets, it? Isn't it?
It could be a bear though, we never know.
It's not a polar
Hurry
bear.
Hurry up, bro.
It's
where
not,
is
oh
it?
My
it's
gosh.
Not a polar bear.
It's greyhound.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Let's go!
GG's.
I love just dangling everything.
Bro!
You might get some
when you said you said elephant, I was thinking, no way! No way!
70 miles an hour, top speed of a greyhound.
Oh, damn, man.
Yeah. So, miles, kilometers an hour, sorry.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fair play.
So yeah, that's top five fastest land animals going.
So me and Rem even now.
662.
You are
662.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's getting tense.
It is.
I've got one. I already know which one I'm going to do next week.
Okay, Peng.
It should be fun.
GG's.
Well played, guys.
Yeah.
Very decent.
Indeed. Well played indeed.
Right. Before we move on to the dilemma of the day.
Yeah.
I actually have some, like a story, not story time, but like a bit of a story to give context of flowers that I want to give to you.
I've locked my phone. I'm intrigued. I'm tapped in. I'm locked
oh,
in.
Oh, thanks. Right. So I would like to give Fueg some flowers today.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Because
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fuegs.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. You, sir, are a man of integrity.
Okay.
And I'm going to give a story all the way back, and then I need to remember that we will eventually land on how you have integrity.
Say less.
Because the story has fuck all to do with you. So I'm going to forget why we're talking.
Say less.
I'm going to say stuff and forget why we're talking.
Yeah. You, man, remember, please. If you had integrity, just put those two together. Yeah.
Right, cool.
Because I'm going to be lost in your story.
Yeah. I hope so.
Jokes.
Wait, let me slurp water. Hang on. Okay. So basically, a few weeks ago, I got a DM, right?
Mm-hmm.
From someone I went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen her in years.
Okay.
Years.
Okay.
And she basically sent me a message and said, oh, I'm getting married. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen you in a long time. And I'm getting married abroad. Mm-hmm. But when I come back, I'm going to throw a party. Basically, I'm assuming for all the people that didn't come to the wedding abroad.
Okay.
And I'm assuming the people that did come as well. But yeah, just like a UK version of the fucking wherever they're going thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, rah, I haven't spoke to this person in so, so long.
Yes, yeah.
And I said, oh yeah, I'll go. First of all, I'm really nervous about it.
Yeah.
I'm really anxious about it.
Mm-hmm. I would be too.
Yeah.
Someone I haven't seen and spoken to in
years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm super anxious about it because I know it's just going to be a room full of people that I haven't seen in many, many years. Mm-hmm. And it's given me school reunion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
The awkward thing about it is that, especially because I'm from a small town.
Yeah.
The awkward thing about it is that, like, it's school reunion, but everyone knows what I do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every single person in the room knows what I do in there.
Yeah.
And they're going to be waiting to say something to me.
Yeah, you've made it and they're bums.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
That's what you're trying to say.
I'm not trying to say
I'm
that.
I'm joking. I just had to get that out. Yeah. I just had to.
Now I'm not going, bro.
You feel like Drake at the
beginning.
You made it.
Every situation, I'm the bigger artist.
Thanks, there you go.
Nah, friend. But nah, it's going to be, my social anxiety is going to be through the roof.
Yeah, oh, fuck me, I already know
through
that.
The roof.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I'm going to be stood there like this, waiting for people to say stuff to me. Mm. There's no questions to be asked because everyone already knows.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only does everyone know, my career involves people already. It involves me just saying stuff about my life anyway.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really to ask.
Yeah.
It's just bait.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's going to make me really uncomfortable, but that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
So when she invited me, I remember thinking about, basically back in the day from probably like year 8 or year 9, up until we left for uni, me and this girl, and not just me and this girl, but my group of friends and her group of friends were like inseparable.
Oh, nice.
Group of girls, yeah, yeah, inseparable. Yeah, yeah. No one ever clapped anyone. Like, no, it was
just gang.
Plutonic friendships.
Gang.
Sensational friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing about this girl, I loved her to death. And I was probably, at one point or another, I was closer with this girl than I was with any other girl. Mm-hmm. I would go to her house all the time. Mm-hmm. We would have sleepovers at her house and shit. Her mom was the nicest. And it was just cool. She had a trampoline in the back. No one else did.
No one else did.
I was up in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a really, really, really good friendship.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the things with this girl, one of the traits this girl had that I hated at the time was that she, and I've realized later on in life that a lot of girls have this and some guys have it, but it's more like prominent in girls. Like when girls get into relationships, they're willing to cut off everyone.
Yeah.
And there was a running theme with this girl, and it used to break my heart every time she'd do it, is that when she'd get into a relationship, she would cut the guys off.
Mm.
Out of respect for her boyfriend, she would cut the man them off.
Mm-hmm.
And we just weren't her friend anymore. She'd say we were friends,
yeah.
But she weren't moving we were friends. She wouldn't talk to us anymore. Yeah, we're not allowed to come to the house anymore.
Mm.
Like, don't be texting her out the blue anymore because it's sus and all this kind of shit that she would do to pander to her relationship, which I can understand, but it used to break my heart.
Yeah.
And then every time that she'd break up with her boyfriend, she'd invite us back. We're back to normal. Yeah, yeah. And then we'd be normal for like a year and then she'd get another boyfriend and it'd be the exact same thing all over again. So I was just like losing my friend, gaining my friend.
Wishy-washy.
Yeah, wishy-washy friendship, but it used to hurt me. So sometimes, and then in between boyfriends, I'll cuss her.
And yeah.
But I was being serious, but she would think it's a joke. And all the men will cuss her and she'd be like, oh, shut up. Like, what am I supposed to do? Here's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And like, it would fucking hurt me.
Yeah.
And I forgot all about this until she messaged me the other day. And I was like, obviously, water in the bridge, I don't care. But it just reminded me. And I had another friend that you know, who is like that as well. And she cuts me off every time she has a boyfriend. What makes it, I remember what made it worse, we spoke like maybe a year ago or whatever, and I brought it up. And
To said person. Okay.
Was speaking. She called me out of the blue, whatever, and we were speaking, and I brought it up. And what made it worse is that she made the fact that now because of who I am, she definitely ain't telling her boyfriend that we're friends. And it hurt me even more. And I was just like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because me and this girl at a certain point were very, very, very close.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's only happened to me personally with those two girls, but I know it happens a lot. And I was speaking to someone the other day and they told me like a proper, like serious story about how it happened to them. They had to like, the person that was cutting them off
had to actually break it down. Wasn't even doing it like subliminally or anything mm-hmm. like that. Actually had to like physically break it down to them mm-hmm. and be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But this is how it is. And my partner's not comfortable with this friendship.
Yeah.
And these two people were like, again, inseparable, yeah. like brethren.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just not gonna run and it's causing friction in my relationship. And I'm sorry, but you're out kind of thing. Cause I want this relationship to work.
Damn.
It's tough.
Sounds it.
So when I was thinking about this thing that happened to me with these two girls that I was friends with, and I was thinking about the story that this person told me that happened to them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what, yeah? First of all, it actually pisses me off that people are willing to do that.
Mm.
And I understand why they're willing to do it.
Yeah.
But like, for me, it infuriates me so much because it's like, I would never forgive the person who's willing to let me do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had a girlfriend
mm-hmm.
and I had a really, really close female friend,
mm-hmm.
completely platonic,
mm-hmm.
and the girlfriend said, I'm not comfortable with this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind, I've been best friends with this person for years mm-hmm. and we're cool and nothing's mm-hmm. ever happened. Da, 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 da. Like, her uncomfortableness is purely her problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was to explain how serious this friendship is to me, and then the girlfriend turned to me and be like, well, I'm not comfortable with it,
yeah.
so I want her out of your life.
Yeah.
If she then let me cut her out of my life and then just sat there and let it happen, she's not the person I even want to be with.
Facts.
Like, yeah. you're a selfish bitch.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? Like, you're willing to actually let me like cut limbs off my body just because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then once it's done, like what? Like where's the consolation? Like what am I doing? Mm. I'm just without a friend and you're just like, like it doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so all that, it made me deep. And then I started thinking about you
mm-hmm.
and how I realized that in multiple situations, you refused to change any aspect of your relationship with Bella.
Mm-hmm.
when you guys were living together.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from you telling me and from her telling me
mm-hmm.
that like it caused friction in pretty much every single relationship that you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And not even just relationship, like every girl that you were seeing.
Mm.
And like you
it
were-
could be a situation, it could be- Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Any situation from one night stand to flipping girlfriend
mm-hmm.
caused friction
mm-hmm.
with every single person and you dealt with it like without budging an inch for multiple years.
Yeah.
And I rate it.
Thank you, G.
You're welcome.
Thank you, G. I feel like it's weird as well because I think it doubled down because I lived with her as well.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people would never expect a single male and a single female to live together platonically and never do anything.
Yeah.
In some people's world, it's inconceivable.
Yeah, it is inconceivable. You know what I mean? Good use of the word.
So for me to know it's very doable and be like, listen, this is how... I feel like a lot of people need to live this way and like have a lot more friends this way.
Opposite sex
friends is, it makes a lot of sense.
It's gang.
It's gang, it makes so much sense. So for you to be so selfish and think, it's not even selfish. I think it's a form of insecurity because I remember there was a girl I was quote unquote seeing. This was probably within the first year Bella and I were living together. She said something along the lines of, I don't believe you. Look at her. She's so pretty. How could you not? Something along those lines.
Yeah.
That's got fuck all to do with me.
That sounds
like a projection on yourself.
Yeah, this is an insecurity that you're pushing onto
me. You're pushing onto, and it's like-
and you want me to bite.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to bite on that. Like, this is a friend. I've told you she's my friend. You've seen us, or you've been in the yard when me and Bella are in the yard, you know?
So how can
you assume something more has happened?
So
it was an ordeal, but it was one of those ones I always knew my friendship with Bella would always supersede all these girls I was with.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, as long as I knew that, it didn't bother me if they felt some type of way.
Gang, bro.
It really didn't bother
me. I'm glad to hear it. And on that point, I'm actually going to give secondary flowers because there's a female friend that we have all together
mm-hmm.
and she's never done it. Chloe.
Yeah, I think you're going to say Chloe.
Yeah. Chloe's had... She's not tart, but she's had a few boyfriends.
Yeah.
She had a couple of boyfriends in our tenure. But we've known her for like, I think I met her when I was 19.
Yeah, over a decade now.
13 years.
Yeah.
And in all that time, she has never once come close to it.
Mm.
So props to her.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
dates yeah. thugs as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
Big up Sherlock.
Yeah, she dates road men. Yeah. So yeah, if anyone's gonna do it,
yeah, yeah.
It's her.
Yeah.
So yeah, props to her, man. She's probably not listening and will never hear this, but thanks for that. Because it actually makes a massive difference.
It does.
Because when people have done it to me, it fucking hurts, bro.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you completely.
It's jarring. Very jarring. And also again, props to Bella for never doing it to you.
Facts, yeah.
Because I'm sure she dealt with the same shit.
Yeah.
To a degree.
But yeah, I remember there are times she would obviously tell me after the fact, but they would ask her, oh, is he gay? And I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, it's so inconceivable for so many people that a male and a female live in the same roof. They have to be banging.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just like, wow.
Is he gay?
Like, you man are so... You're so fickle minded.
Yeah, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
Grow up. Grow up,
man.
Yeah.
But,
facts.
Yeah. I think from the first instance it happened with the first person I was seeing in my first yard with Bella, I was like, this can never happen again. Like, I'm never gonna stand for this again.
Because it's
bullshit. I've told you my truth.
Yeah.
And you're choosing to believe what your mind tells you.
Yeah, facts. Based on zero evidence.
Based on nothing.
Yeah.
Based on what you just see.
Yeah.
And you're basically insecure. So I'm never dealing with this again.
Gang. Fair play, so, G. Yeah. Well played.
It was always going to be
that. Oh, God, right. You've got a dilemma for us.
I do have a dilemma. Guys, I need your help with this issue. I need some advice. I'm 28, who was with his ex for 8 years. We have 3 kids. Only one is mine. She already had a kid when we got together, and I took on the role of a dad about 3 months in. We were together for about 4 years before she fell pregnant with my son. Then we stayed together for about another 2 years after he was born, and then we split up for about 6 to 7 months. And within that time, she ends up falling pregnant by another guy. She told me about it
when she stays being pregnant. What the fuck?
She told me about it when she was 5 months pregnant, and she was telling me how sorry she was and how she wished that it had been me and all of that stuff. I chose to take the baby on and chose to take the baby on as my own and raise the child. We got back together and only split up last year. However, this is where it gets a bit complicated. The child's biological father is now back on the scene after she promised she wouldn't let him be a part of the child's life. Now we aren't together anymore. She's being nasty and anything I say is wrong. And now it's come to my attention that he was trying to force me out of the child's life and doesn't want me to have anything to do with my daughter.
What?
And doesn't want me to have anything to do with what is my daughter, sorry, having been the dad for her entire life. My bad.
It's been a year?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I also feel like she's going to cut me out. What do I do? Let me recap. He's 28 years old, been together with his ex for 8 years, and they have 3 kids. One of them is his own only. She had a kid in a past relationship, and then 3 months into getting into the relationship with her, she got pregnant. They were together about 4 years. 3 months in is when she decided he decided to take ownership of
the first ute
that was hers.
Someone else's.
4 months into their relationship, she got pregnant with their son.
So a month after he's recruited one ute.
Yeah.
He's 3 months in.
Yeah.
They've been dating for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
He's recruited the first ute. Yeah. Said gang. A month after that, she's pregnant with his ute.
Yeah.
Gang.
Yeah.
Then how long?
We were together for about... No. So 3 months in is when she took the role of the first dad, of the first ute.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So about 4 years after that...
I thought you said 4 months.
No, 4 years after that is when they had their first son.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then they stayed together for about 2 years, and then they split up for about 6 to 7 months. She got pregnant by another guy, and only told him when she was 5 months into that pregnancy that she's pregnant and that it should have been, quote unquote, it should have been his. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Back now, she chose to take, he came back, they're back together. He chose to raise that third baby as his, but they then again split up. It became complicated because the biological father wanted to be back into the daughter's life. And now that they're together, now they're not together, she's being nasty towards him. And anything he says apparently is wrong. And she's trying to ask if basically asked what he should do, and he said he feels like she's gonna cut him out.
Okay, cool. So, I've met a ting.
Yeah.
She's banging.
Yeah.
She's got a kid.
She has a kid.
Anonymous age, we don't know.
Yeah.
Got a kid. Mm-hmm. We've been dating for 3 months. Mm-hmm. After 3 wonderful months, I'm like, you know what? This kid's all right. Yeah. I'm having this kid too.
Yeah.
I've got my girl and her kid, mm-hmm. and we're a happy family.
Yeah.
We're a happy family for 4 years after yeah. this. It's a long time. Mm-hmm. 4 years later, bang, pregnant with my ute. Mm-hmm. Say less. So now you're pregnant with my ute. We have my ute. Mm-hmm. Sensational. Mm-hmm. We then break up.
Mm-hmm. After 2 years.
After 2 years. Yeah. So now while we're away, you've got your ute, who I claimed as mine. Mm-hmm. You've got my ute that actually is mine. Mm-hmm. And then while we're out, you're a little something. Mm. And then you've got now next man's ute. Mm-hmm. So now you've got next man's ute. We get back together. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, look, I've got this ute by next man, but he's out the picture. Mm-hmm. He's never coming back in the picture. Mm-hmm. What are you saying? Mm-hmm. I, who am clearly a mug, takes on this second ute immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And says, cool, I'm gonna raise it as our own. Yeah. We live like this for a year.
Yeah.
We break up again.
Yeah.
So now there's two yous that aren't mine, mm-hmm. that I claim, and one you that is mine that I obviously claim. We've broken up for a second time. Mm-hmm. And during this, she found herself stumbling back to homeboy.
Yeah.
And now she's saying, brother, I don't think this is gonna work out. Yeah. And he said that the real dad is also saying, come out of my ute's life.
Yeah.
And he's saying, that's my ute.
Yeah.
And he's like, big man,
it's not,
chill.
It's really not.
It actually isn't. Because yeah. There's bare use in here. Yeah, yeah. And only one of them looks like you.
Yeah, facts.
So what's going on?
Yeah. Mixed race.
Yeah. Who's even your girl, yeah. to
facts,
be fair?
Facts.
Who's even your wife?
Yeah.
He's saying, yeah, what do I do?
What do I do?
She's being vicious. She's going to squeeze me out.
Mm-hmm. He thinks she's gonna squeeze
him out. He thinks he's concerned that she's gonna squeeze him out and cut him off.
That's a situation.
It's a tough situation. But, actually there's no but. But, I'm saying but for lack of a better word. Mm. But, this is actually like a gripe for me.
Okay.
I know guys that like, quote unquote, step up, mm-hmm. have like, an aura of purity around them, and they're pretty much bulletproof. Mm-hmm. But like, there's risks to stepping up.
Of course.
There's risks. Mm-hmm. When sometimes stuff like this, I never understand when like guys start claiming utes that aren't theirs, and letting the ute call them dad, and all this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand like you're a family and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But for this specific reason, that happens literally all the time.
Yeah.
Because I told you, I used to live in a block of flats full of council trash.
Yeah, yeah.
And this shit happens every
council
day.
Council trash,
yeah. I used to live in a council estate full of tramps.
Yeah.
We have nothing better to do than fuck.
Yeah, just breathe.
Fucking argue.
Yeah.
So this stuff happened every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. The mum gets rid of the dad because he's busted. Mm. The new man comes in. And the youth starts calling him dad the next week.
And scary hours.
And everyone's like, oh, he's such a man. He's da, 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 da. Then the real dad comes in and it's drama. You are now either trying to get rid of the guy who's pretending to play dad, or you're trying to get rid of the guy who actually is the dad, all because the mum's stressed that she's got a youth calling two man dad because like she can't set boundaries.
Yeah.
It's like, it's damaging, bro. Mm-hmm. Just like, you can step up and be involved in a kid's life and be a father figure without this whole like, this is my ute. Mm-hmm. I am her dad. Mm-hmm. I don't care who's not made her. Mm-hmm. This is mine and I'm not leaving. Mm. Stuff like that's crazy.
Yeah, scary. That's very scary.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And now he's sitting here stressed thinking, I'm not gonna have access.
Yeah.
Where I'm sure you've already got a ute that's in the yard that's yours.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be seeing this ute all the time.
Regardless,
just take a step back. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just come in and come out and just be there to support and like overlook and make sure everyone's calm in the yard that your kid lives in. Mm-hmm. Plus you've got another ute in there that you basically are their dad. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't claim them as the dad, you've been with them for fucking years. Mm-hmm. So like 6 years? In
minimum,
total?
Yeah, minimum.
6 years? Yeah, that's essentially your kid.
Yeah, facts.
And then you've got a kid that really is your kid. Just chill. Just chill with all this dad stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's too much.
I feel like it's it's one of those ones where I feel like he started off on on the wrong foot, because I feel like it's so uneven when you meet a person, and if that person already has a child and you don't have a child, or you're just living your single life and you start to build a relationship with that person, you already know there's going to be some form of imbalance with just that one child in the first place. So if you choose to, let's say me, for example, I've chosen to be with a woman that already has a kid. I've chosen to take on any potential headache that comes my way with this one kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I then, you know what, take this kid as my own. I then want to procreate with my missus and have a kid with her. Okay, we're a family. There's four of us now. I can't be so shocked that if and when we break up, that she's not gonna go and have another kid with someone else, purely because, not necessarily because it happened in the past, but I don't know what navigated her to want to have a kid with someone and not potentially try and make that work out with the first dad or the first father. And now that she's clearly like broken up with me and we've gone our separate ways, she's revisited old habits and said, oh, I didn't mean to, not necessarily get pregnant, but I wish it was yours kind of thing.
Yeah, like, bro.
That chat is so telling of her old self.
Yeah, bro, what is all that?
So I feel like
it's a good point, I forgot about that.
I'll use me as an example, let's say I'm in his shoes. I've made the initial mistake of playing on an unlevel playing field, because if I wanted to, I would only pursue a relationship with a woman that has a kid if I had a kid myself and I was a single parent, because I feel like that's the only way we can mentally understand how everything works and how everything can balance out, because it just doesn't make sense, in my opinion, any other way.
Yeah,
so the fact that he broke up, or they actually broke up or whatever, and she got pregnant again by someone else, I would be pissed off, but I also wouldn't be too surprised. And it's like,
yeah,
I've put myself in this situation. I have to try and now navigate my way out of it. In terms of what would I do? I would do exactly what you said, James. In terms of, I've already got a kid with her, so I'm inevitably going to this house and still going to be seeing my kid. So I shouldn't have doubled down so much and be like, okay, I'm going to accept this kid as my own. I'm going to accept this other kid as my own. Like, why are you doing this happy family thing when you know for a fact it's not, it potentially there is no longevity in it. Do you know what I mean?
It's always a possibility that homeboy's gonna come into the scene. And it's also exactly. a possibility that when the kid gets older, even if he didn't come back, the kid's gonna wanna know the other dad.
Exactly.
So just full transparency with what's going on. What's all this like ownership style stuff?
We had a Zoom call a few months ago, and Jesus. there was a guy talking about, were you in the chat as well? Were you in the Zoom? There was a guy saying he got someone pregnant and he said he wanted to do the right thing, so he just proposed to her.
Yeah, this was the last one.
Yeah, and he just proposed to her, but he's always on road, and they both did their separate things. But it's like, why are you doubling down to propose to her just because she got pregnant? You can just still be a dad.
You don't have to double.
Like, I feel like sometimes people, not even just men or women, people just make the wrong decisions just out of the moment. Do you know what I mean? In the heat of the moment.
In the heat of the moment, when the emotions are high.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's an emotional decision.
Yeah, yeah. An emotional, they make a decision based on an emotional situation instead of stepping out of it and looking at it from a third person's perspective and thinking logically.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what a lot of people do, especially in like minuscule arguments, let alone like mother of kids and stuff. I feel like it's tough, but it's also easier said than done.
I've said some shit when I'm in love, boy.
Yeah.
Everyone has.
Yeah. Everyone says some shit when they're in love. Everyone says some shit when they're angry. Everyone says some shit when they're feeling hateful, whatever. Things happen in the moment, but I feel like there are times as an adult, you've got to understand that raising a child that's not your own, I'm not saying that because it's not something I've ever done, but raising a child that's not your own is always going to come with complications as long as the father is alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as the father is alive,
he's gonna come and take what's his.
It's gonna come with complications. So you gotta be prepared for that, regardless of the year it comes. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I feel like in the heat of the moment, in the sense of the relationship, in order to please the missus, people would just say, "Yeah, fuck it."
Yeah.
Let me
sign
those papers.
Yeah, bro. This whole it's all transparency, boy. Mm. The fact that the biggest point for me was when he said, now we've broke up, the father of the youth is involved, even though she promised he would never be.
Yeah.
That's not normal, bruv.
That's not
normal. Why are you listening to a woman that's telling you, I promise you this dad's never gonna get involved? Why?
Why are you pregnant by him
if you're so certain he's never gonna be involved? And also, caveat, I don't know the guy, but why are you out here banning people from being involved in use?
Facts.
Who are you to start banning people? Like, so that's behavior that I'm concerned may reflect on me when we're not in a good place.
There we go.
And now look where we are.
There we go. See, it's one of them ones, man. I feel like it's tough because obviously you are in a tough position, but you also put yourself in that position as well. It's hard to navigate.
Yeah, you sounded like you ignored a lot of red flags.
He did. And that's why I'm saying it's sometimes easy, not necessarily easy to ignore, but like easy to put on the back burner because you think it's not going to bite you until like X amount of years time.
Yeah,
and then when that time comes, you're like, fuck, what do I actually do?
Yeah, to be fair, he's full of red flags as well. What do you mean 3 months into relationship, he's claiming next you?
Again, red flag.
Bare red flags out here, bro. Flag. This whole dilemma's a red flag.
That's what I'm saying. You put yourself in a situation, so it's hard to give you advice when you're out.
You're not helping yourself.
You're not helping yourself. I'm really trying not to cuss him. I'm really trying not to cuss him. It's hard to give advice. Long story short, when you do dumb shit,
it's hard, bro. Because you're just gonna fuck around and find out.
Facts,
and that's what's happened, man.
You fucked around and you found. She fucked around and found out.
Let's move with some decorum.
Decorum and common sense.
Yeah,
man.
Common sense. Common sense is the one. Like, let's not claim youths that we've just met. We've
literally just met.
Yeah, let's not ignore red flags when women say, "I'm pregnant by next man, but I promise you, he's never gonna see this you." That's scary bars.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, that's crazy bars, bro.
So what happens, God forbid, we break up, am I never gonna see my again?
Exactly,
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, that's why he's scared she's gonna cut me out. Because she makes threats.
She makes physical threats.
I hope it works out, but I've got no more advice.
Yeah.
Just stop doing what you're doing, bro.
Factual, bro. Take a step back, raise your own child, your son or daughter, and just keep the pep stepping.
Just try and be a father figure for everyone without claiming and owning people all the time.
Because now you can't backtrack because you've claimed the first you.
Oh,
the one that's not yours.
You're so locked in on the first you now.
You can't backtrack on that. She or he calls you pops now.
You can't
backtrack on that, and that's your fault.
Right, I've got a dilemma as well.
All right, ooh, let's go.
My mother-in-law babysat our kids while we went on a cruise. I left her my ATM card for expenses. We returned and all hell broke loose.
Oh.
She found our weed and reported us to the police for having drugs in the house with minors at home.
Wow.
Bro. Wow. DCFS, which I'm assuming is some drug federal something.
Services.
Department
of Child. Services.
Oh, yeah. Department of Children.
And fostering services.
Is now involved. Yeah, what is it?
DCFS, Department of
Family, Children and Family Services. Department of Children and Family Services. All right, cool. DCFS is now involved because drugs were found in our home.
Yeah.
She found my firearm in my lockbox and told police having a gun violated her son's parole. And he was in the Bahamas. Also, parole violation. My husband was arrested when we landed at the airport. On top of all that, my mother-in-law took $1,500 out of my account for babysitting. My husband forgave his mother, but I can't. She calls and visits as if all is well. To me, she's a snake and wants to take our kids. What do I do?
How has he forgiven his mother?
Bro, she sent you to Ben.
How has he forgiven? Wait, who? Was it their weed or his weed or her weed, first of all?
It's
their weed. So you're...
And her gun.
Wow. I would denounce her as my mother.
Because
I don't really understand what her agenda is here.
Literally.
Like, I know you're trying to do up Good Samaritan, but at what cost?
All the cost.
At what cost? Big man, I am your son. I'm getting sent to jail because of you. Like, literally. And you're coming to my yard next week or whatever, whenever.
Just to play with the youth.
Just to play with.
And everything's fine. And she's just coming up there, sorry, but the law is the law.
The law is the law. What do you mean the law? Say less, the law is the law. I guarantee you I'll find something out about it.
Yeah, tell me if the law is the law. Let's dig.
Let's really dig. Because I know you got some skeletons back in Nigeria. Yeah, literally. Let's really dig.
Back in Nigeria.
Let's really fucking dig. Because if you want to start sending man to pen, we can do this.
Yeah, if we're sending people to pen, let's send people to pen.
We can really do this because this is the love of my life and my household. Yeah,
my children.
My children are
I don't play when it comes to my fucking children.
I don't play with my family like that. No, DCFS on my doorstep? No, I don't play with my family like that. I'm sorry. I couldn't forgive her.
Yeah, double parole violation.
I couldn't.
Nah, bro.
The weed and the gun in Bahamas.
Nah.
Being arrested as soon as I land?
Yeah, nah.
Scare me.
Fam, there's feds waiting for you. Getting off your flight to find out your mum snitched.
I wouldn't know what to believe, James.
I wouldn't know what way it's up.
I would tell you man are lying to me.
I would say,
tell me the truth. I know I'm arrested, but tell me the truth. Don't say my mum got me now.
Yeah, facts. You've got me. Don't talk about my mum like that.
Don't talk about my mum like that. Tell me who told you. Tell me who fucking told you.
Facts.
Wow.
And then you just see your mum walking past the office. Nah, I will scream, bro.
And she'll just come and say, it's all right, I had to, you know.
It's the law.
They're
children. What am I supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
By the way, I took 1,500.
Those are my fees.
Yeah, those are my fees. Yes.
I would have to bail my dad. I will bail him.
What are you telling me about her? What's going on? Those are my fees, bro.
Nah. Like, I wouldn't be able to get the words out, James.
I'd lose my mind, bro.
The actual thing is you'd have to send me to pen.
You'd have to send me to pen
then and there. Because I'd raise my hands, bro.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know what to believe.
Oh.
You'd have to send me to pen because I need to cool off. I need somewhere to cool off. And it couldn't be somewhere I know.
Yeah.
So I'd have to cool off.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've heard, bro.
That's the funniest thing I've heard, bro. Wow. I've not seen that dilemma
before. All right, gang. Before we finish, I've got one more thing.
All right, hit me.
It's just like some random breakdown that made me laugh.
Okay.
Right, cool. My drunk ass girlfriend said she had sex with over 200 guys. She said she was a real slut back in college, and it made me stop and think.
I think I've seen
it. You've seen
this? This is like a mathematical
thing, the algorithm, bro. 4 years of college times 365 days a year.
Yeah.
200 guys equals a new guy every 7.3 days.
Jesus.
Since she said 200, round it off a new guy every 7 days.
Yeah. Every 7 days, yeah.
Given that she had sex with a guy on average of 3 times, and an average dick length of 5.5 inches and about 100 thrusts to nut.
Oh my God.
We're looking at 100 thrusts times 3 per guy times 11 inches, which is 5.5 inches and in 5.5 inches out.
Jesus.
3,300 inches of dick per week. 3,300 inches of dick times 208 weeks is 660,000 inches of dick. That's 10.45 miles of dick.
Miles.
I got in my car and drove 10.45 miles and thought about dicks being laid end to end. And that's how much dick she's taken. She's not my girlfriend anymore.
Oh my
bro.
God, bro. I feel like
I read that my eyes wider.
Yeah, but I feel like it's one of them ones where, yes, we've got an open relationship, but there's some stuff, just don't tell me.
You can't tell me that.
You can't tell me you were a whore in college.
200 man.
That is...
3 times per man.
That's unacceptable. What? It's to each their own.
Yeah.
My own is unacceptable.
Yeah, your body, your rules.
Yeah, your body, your rules, but to me, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, because Islam, you know what I mean?
Facts!
When I die, I need my virgins, and this ain't gonna get us there.
Yeah, we're not patting in heaven.
Yeah.
We're clearly not patting in heaven, and it's a hell thing.
Yeah. Because, and I'm not going down with you.
Yeah, literally. We need to go our separate ways because I need to see the pearly gates.
Yeah. Because this is miles, mad.
10 miles, point to point of cock.
10 miles, end to end of pipe.
Wow, 200 guys.
Who's keeping count, by the way?
Factual.
That would concern me the most.
Yeah, she's kept count. She's kept scores.
She's kept
all of
scores,
this.
Bro. Because I'm like, I was a slut in college as well. Yeah. And I lost count.
Yeah.
And I actively tried to keep count.
I think we all did.
Yeah, we all did. And I lost count. After like 40, I was like, I don't know anymore. I don't even know their names. I don't know anymore. I just stopped counting,
There's
bro.
There's no way she remembers all their names. There's no chance she remembers all their names. And if she does, that's concerning.
Oh, that's the most concerning thing of all time.
If she does, that is concerning.
She said I was a real slut back in college. That's, it's not girlfriend material, but if it's a first date.
Yeah, it's drunk.
Yeah. That's a green tick right there. If we're doing up dirty martinis.
Yeah.
She said she's getting a bit loose and confident. Yeah, I was a real slut back in college.
Oh,
see no evil thing. Yeah. Like, oh God, it's so embarrassing. Shut up, man.
Shut up.
Why are you shaming yourself?
Let's do this.
See it off and let's go.
See it off.
You get that pinky up and let's go.
If we're talking dirty, let's go dirty. Yeah. Man.
Let's just talk about our next man. Let's go.
Let's talk. 201. How about that?
Oh God, that's funny, bro. Yeah. But yeah, damn. Right. Wrapping it up.
Let's do it.
Guys, that was sensational.
It was.
As always, catch us on Thursday.
We will.
Patreon.com/ shits and gigs. £3 a month.
10p a day.
Join the cult, babies. Yes, make your daddies happy.
Yes, and do not forget Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, guys. Go over right now. We're done.
Facts.
Go over to the reaction channel and subscribe.
Subscribe to that bitch. We need to see 5-figure subs minimum.
Shits and gigs reacts. Go there immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you guys. Love, love, love.
Bang, okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.